See, when you do a live podcast,
I know. It's so intimidating.
You get to see Sarah mess up like she does on every other one. So it's fine. That's part of the fun.
Yeah, that's right.
So something was starting this thing. So, okay. Hello and welcome to September's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I am Sarah Williford, Library Director for the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. Here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you've listened to our library podcast. Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hello.
And Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi.
So, this is a very special and a first for the Library Chat podcast, as we are recording live with a live audience from our recording studio. So as part of our 2022 Iowa Department for the Blind Virtual Book Festival that we're having today, this is kind of wrapping it up for this morning, we decided, for some reason, it would be fun to wrap up the event by recording our podcast live. And as you can hear from the beginning of this, I struggled to start our recordings, and so I didn't miss that today. So what you're hearing right now is an unedited podcast. We usually have Tim West, part of our audio production team, clean them up. So I don't know what we'll do with this one.
We apologize in advance.
Yes, we apologize in advance.
This will be our best one.
Usually I prompt something that needs to be edited with, sorry, Tim. So when you hear that, just know that's my marker to edit. So the blooper reel, again, for me trying to get through the introduction, is going to probably be hours long if you put together all of our podcasts and all of my issues. So how are you guys feeling about being live?
I don't mind. I actually just
raises the bar, you know. Yeah, you got to bring your A game.
It's kind of funny, though, because I think when we get together, we always have these discussions, and I always think, that would probably make, right now would be a great podcast. The moment right now we're having it. We get to have this moment now. So, yeah, I think it's great.
And usually we record in where Denise does her Zoom programming, and we all sit around a table. So we're all just sitting around chatting. Mm-hmm. Right now we're in a little bit smaller space in our recording studio, kind of in a half circle. So I'm kind of facing a door right now, but that's okay.
It's very scenic.
Beautiful. So we've had some great sessions this morning for our first ever virtual book festival. Mm-hmm. We heard from author Reed Forgrave as he discussed his book, Love, Zach, Small Town Football and the Life and Death of an American Boy. And then library staff presented four half-hour sessions this morning as well. There was The Art of Creating an Iowa Audiobook, our audio team. Sorry, Tim. Tim West and Karen Ice, as well as one of our volunteer narrators, Mike Bonnie, kind of just talk through how an audiobook is made, the editing, and then we got to hear Mike actually recording some of a story walk book that he was working on. And then Leslie and Tyler did your reading toolbox. Good.
Yeah. Just going to talk about different things that could be in your reading toolbox and NLS programs. And
nerded out about the BARD update,
yeah,
for search. And now you can just search on the app. Amazing.
And then another session was Braille books from print to shelf. That was Jerry Cole with our Instructional Materials Center team, our Braille transcriber, and Tyler. Is there anybody? Is anybody?
Yeah, no, it's just two of us. Yeah, I called it a look at how the sausage is made, is what our discussion was around with Braille books. And it was interesting. So, yeah.
And what kind of prompted that session was Tyler did a 2-minute video on, quote unquote, how a Braille book is made. But we kind of started laughing because a Braille book is not made in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. So we thought we'd add kind of some details kind of some points around what happens that were kind of glossed over in the 2-minute version. Mm-hmm. And then Denise, you just wrapped up Ready, Set, Adventure, books that spark storytelling. And you had a very special guest as well.
I did. Charles joined us and he was sharing some of his what he said loved. He goes, I loved it. He said he loved doing the story prompts this past summer. It's music to my ears. That is great.
So I think it's been a really fun morning. I've kind of been behind the scenes most of it. Technology, for the most part, was our friend. We had, for some reason, a power blank. Which is always...
Glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. Always great to have in the middle of a virtual event. Maybe some camera issues, but otherwise, I think it went really well. I don't know if you guys have any initial thoughts on the virtual book festival. I know we're still in it, but it was fun.
I thought it was great to hear from Reed. I thought he did a great job talking about his book and that subject. So it was really interesting.
I thought it went well.
He's a passionate author. Mm-hmm. He just really poured it out. I've not read that book, but I'm planning on it.
So what we usually do, just kind of talk about the event for a minute, is we'll finish up today and maybe take a step back, and then we'll kind of regroup and evaluate and decide if this is something we'll do again. I would say thumbs up so far.
Yeah, I would agree.
But we'll take a step back and reflect as well and get feedback and see where we go next. Usually during library chat, our podcast, this is the section where we would talk about books around the topic. But our topic is books. So
books on books.
So I did think it would be fun to kind of focus on, since we're talking about reading and reading tools, books, and the library, that and that we're also trying all sorts of new things today. I thought we'd shake it up a little bit and talk about the library, books, and resources. Let's keep that going. So what we're going to call today's section is, Did You Know? So this will be a section where we share fun facts about the library. So I don't know if anybody wants to start with their fun facts, or if you want me to start.
I'll start. So it's I'm sure not. But I don't know, because you were saying you come up with a fun fact about the Lucius Library, and immediately this was in my head to say. Actually the physical space of our youth library, it has a story of its own, and it's kind of neat when people come in and they do these library tours. It's the one area that they always talk about, and that's the physical space of the library. And actually, the physical space of the library is generated around this one fun fact, that it used to be a courtyard. Mm-hmm. A courtyard years and years ago. And actually, on the wall in the youth library space, if you look at the wall of brick, it has an area where you can see where a railing came down on the physical brick of the room, and we did not cover that up because we thought, oh, let's leave that there. And it's definitely has the feel and the vibe, where we have colors on the floor that replicate a walkway, and there's blue sky for our blue sky. We're going to hang some clouds yet. We're in the process of working on that. And then, of course, the lights are so pretty in there, and just everything that went into it. So yeah, that is the one cool fact about that space. It used to be a courtyard, and we continue that on with the physical space of the library, youth library.
Yeah, it looks great in there.
And it has fish.
In our courtyard.
Courtyard has fish.
Well, and to add to your fun fact, the reason why the courtyard was enclosed was when they added the section for our library stacks. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
More room for books.
Yeah, love books. Love books.
Well, thank you for that. Did you know?
Good one.
Bingo. So my fun fact is that the Iowa Library for the Blind was the first library to distribute multiple audiobooks on a single cartridge. It was back in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so that was when, if you don't know the name of our system that we use, SuperDupe, super duplication. So SuperDupe was born, and it has gone through several evolutions since then. So now, you know, we up to 20 books on a cartridge, but yeah, I think that's cool. We're one of the first to get that rolling and cut down on all that shelves and everything and pulling. Storage and pulling and all the fun stuff that went along with that. So
I don't know. Let's see, Tyler, you weren't here when we switched. Denise, were you here when we switched?
Well, 5 years ago, I just remember my first day we went into this room and it was just on South 2 mm-hmm. South. And it was full of cartridges or something. I don't know. I just remember that process.
I think Leslie and I look back on that. So just to add to your fun fact, we mm-hmm. switched library management systems as well as going to SuperDupe, duplication on demand, same day, same time.
Rip
that band off.
Don't do that.
But I try to look back on that, and I don't remember that day. Do you remember that day?
I don't know. It wasn't traumatic, I don't think.
Didn't cut a big red ribbon in front of the SuperDupe room or anything.
We just did it.
It was like March-ish because I can see it in our system of like when everything came over. It was like March 3rd or March 16th or something like that. So I don't remember the exact day, but I remember it happening.
And what prompted that was a lot of what Tyler talked about, you know, the collection management piece, part of it was we would have to add single title cartridges if we needed more. So with duplication on demand, we just can be so much more kind of proactive and more, I'm trying to think of the right word, quicker, timely to get books out when patrons want them, because we download from the cloud and put it on a cartridge and out it goes to the patrons. So yeah, I don't remember that day, but it was a good day.
It was a good day, and it freed up so much space in our building for the youth library or the orientation center. Just all those rooms now, it's just so great to have all that space.
And just the feedback from our patrons alone, just how much they like the 20 on cartridge, and it's definitely been a positive adventure for you guys on that day.
Well, what was the day?
You don't we'll have to figure that out.
So my Did You Know is kind of more about some of the programs we have. So did you know that we have book clubs, book discussion groups? We have two. One that meets it's mine and I don't remember the day. Second Tuesday of the month. And then we have one that meets the third Thursday, and it's every other month. So one meets second Tuesday the next month, and one meets third Thursday. So if you guys are interested in joining a book club, we would love, love, love to have more members. But we meet either via Zoom or a conference call. So it's really easy to join. Just call in and we read one book for each meeting and then just talk about it. So it's a good way to talk to other patrons and just talk about what you like to read. So. Keep that in mind out there, people. The next one, I have two, sorry. Cheating a little bit. I just wanted to talk, did you know that we have what we call D-lists? So digital lists, including special titles. So this just allows us to highlight different audiobooks in our collection on various topics. So we have, we had one on books into movies. We had one we called the Bookmark series, which was books like Hallmark movies. We had Reading Across America, books set in every state. So it's just a way to, you know, broaden everyone's reading choices and selection. So there you go.
So that takes to mine. So we do a lot of presentations or talk about our library a lot to different groups. And I think what always is surprising to them or maybe gives them pause is our collection. So usually they know we have Braille, audio, large print, but I don't think they know how much. So mine is, did you know the library has approximately 164,000 titles in our collection? So this is on our shelves and on Bard. And I did a breakdown. So Braille is about 40,000 titles. Large print is about 9,500 titles. audio, 115,000 titles. And then we also have what we call STEM kit, kits. There's 48 of those. But I'm not done. We also have magazine issues. So these are produced at our library, libraries around the country, or by the National Library Service. So on BARD, there are 20,608 magazine issues. Now, this was as of yesterday, so this probably has gone up, to be honest. And 9,544 are Braille, and 11,064 are audio. And then also our collection, again, we have Braille, we have large print, we have print Braille. Those can be found in our stacks, which run from the basement of our building to fourth floor. So that section we said we created. And then there's other areas. We have books as well throughout the building. So it's in the 13 different locations throughout the building, our stacks. And then we also, part of our collection is we do circulate digital audio players and our Braille e-readers. So that is my Did You Know.
That's lots good, to circulate. Yeah. It's good.
We do have kind of a cheat sheet, like by all the elevators, based on our books, I guess, title ID or call number, where you can find it. So it's just a quick way to know. Maybe you go to third floor, and kind of gives you a hint on where you'll find that book, because they are in a lot of locations.
Second floor, back room, under processing, like those types of directions. Double door elevator, second floor, whatever you gotta.
We have multiple elevators in our building, and depending on where the book is, one is more convenient than the other. Mm-hmm. So we also know which elevator would be best to take to get to that section. So anything else we missed on Did You Know?
Did you know that the, I just had, when you were telling your Did You Know, it made me think of our youth library. Did you know? Did you know we have a after school program that meets every Tuesday between 4:15 and 5, where we are going to have one guest a month. We're going to have a challenge once a month. We're going to cook and do science and do crafting. Of course, crafting with STEM once a month. So we're very excited. Currently, we have 13 signed up. We have more room for so many more. So we would love to have you. Last time we got together with a beehive keeper, and I never quite viewed bees like a human being, but the way he presented it was pretty incredible. He had them on their toes for the whole time. So it was great. So that's my Did You Know? And you can join by clicking on a link. So you'll have to go to the iowalibrary.blog and have access to it there.
Any more Did You Knows?
I'm sure there's a million more.
I know.
So now in our Library Chat podcast, this is the section where we talk about a podcast, because why not talk about a podcast in a podcast? I'm going to kind of take advantage of this section because we have three great podcasts to share with you today, and really stick with our theme for today on books, reading, and our library. And they are the three podcasts that we produce. Mm-hmm. So I kind of assign each one of you. Notice I took myself out.
I noticed.
We all noticed, Sarah.
I thought we'd just take a minute to talk about what each of these podcasts are and then talk about where to find them. So the first podcast that we do, our talented staff put together, is Library News. And spin that to Leslie.
Yeah, so Library News, it's kind of like a newsletter. It comes out once a month. We put it out via cartridge. So you will get it on your cartridge if you get cartridges from us. It's also available on our blog to listen to that way. And where you find podcasts, right?
Like, yes, and you're going to ask me. So Spotify, Apple Music, I'm forgetting one.
No, we don't do that one. SoundCloud?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I apologize. Okay.
This is live.
I can't. Sorry, Tim. This one because
no.
I can't fix it. Yeah. So they are out there. I know as well. We happen to be on Zoom with the Friends of the Library, and we are waiting to start the meeting. And somebody had their, I think it was Alexa, and they just said, oh, play library news. And I knew, oh, right, intro music started. I'm
really?
Like, that's it.
Wow.
So
yeah. Nice.
It's also on Newsline, too. So there's a channel on Newsline for the department in the library, I think. So you can hear it that way as well. But it's just kind of a, like a monthly update of what's happening in the library, events that have happened or will happen. We also sometimes do book lists about like maybe the top 10 most popular books on BARD or various theme lists, like Banned Books Week. We did the most banned books. So it's just kind of information about what's happened at the library. And it's fun to put together and realize everything that we're doing and everything that's happening.
It's such a nice sampling, though, to listen to also, because it just catches everything. We do a great job at that. Yeah, thank you.
So library news comes out towards the beginning of the month, and then we do another one mid-month, and that one is on library chat. But I'll kind of turn it over to Tyler to explain a little bit more.
In a podcast, talking about a podcast that is the current podcast that I'm on.
There you go.
So with Library Chat, if you go back and listen to our old episodes, you know, we do a monthly theme around it, and then we pick a podcast that we all listen to and then discuss book lists around that, including the podcast that we listen to. So we have a lot of wide-ranging topics, from like trick-or-treating for one Halloween episode to gardening, to beach books or traveling. And so, yeah, we try to pick a different one. And there's also ones where we've interviewed library staff members and they bring a podcast for us to listen to, like a true crime podcast that we did. And so those things that we kind of go around and just kind of check in on what we're reading. If you go back to the beginning, you can follow a year-long continuing story of me trying to read a Stephen King book. So it's sort of follow that narrative throughout the podcast if you would like. So. Yeah. But yeah.
And I have to commend us on this one. We're like sticking to the topic. Part of what happens sometimes is we have some tangents.
Yeah, tangents. We're not tangenting today. We're live.
Tangenting.
No tangents.
No. We're so focused.
And our final podcast is one that we're kind of finished, if you can finish. We'll probably have to circle back soon and start over.
Yeah.
But it's called Braille Bit, and I'll let Denise talk about this one because she's the hostess of that one. So
yeah, it just seemed like when you get an idea, it just branches like an oak tree. Just all these extensions come off of it. And it all started when we wanted to learn Braille with the staff. And then it just kind of turned into all these different different pieces of it. But Braille Bits, the takeaway from this is just getting to know all of these 21 people that came in to be a part of a podcast that shared with us. You know, you learn a little bit about Braille from the very essence of the like alphabet, but it takes you on this huge journey and you talk to these different why Braille is so important. And it just is right there from, I always say from the heart, but it is, and why they love Braille and how Braille has made an impact in their life. And it really is a great podcast to listen to. Just it helps you understand why Braille is so important, but it says it in a way that's just, you're locked on it. You really do. And it's a piece of history, you know, that people have shared their history with us, and it's such a, I'm so grateful for that. And then you learn Braille too as you go through it. And there's different programs that have branched off of Braille Bits where you can learn Braille. It is for the sighted Braille reader. And we just have all these different programs. But yeah, I thank all those that did come in and they did share their love and understanding, their background from a child on up. We have such an array of people that joined in on that. So it was pretty special to create that. So.
And as somebody who got to be, I think, your first and last guest, like Denise said, this all started with Denise doing lessons for the staff and kind of keeping us motivated to learn Braille. So she created 21 lessons. And so we decided to create a podcast which features each of those lessons, but like she said, also interviews around interviews with people who talk about the importance of Braille and Braille literacy. So it's a great podcast. And just a little bit about where you can find these. So on our library blog, iowalibrary.blog, there's a section for podcasts. And there's also a section for Braille Bits. And what that Braille Bits page is the podcasts as well as the lessons and homework, if there's homework to do along with those lessons. So again, I think they're just great resources, and I commend our staff for their creativity and pulling these together each month. Any further thoughts on podcasts for the podcast?
I don't think so.
And looking ahead for next month's podcast.
Oh, next month.
That's going to be, you're going to have to, it's going to be a really good one.
Should we reveal a little?
No, I don't think so. But it's going to be good. And it's around spooky stuff. And it's going to be fun. So, yeah.
You will learn more about our building.
Yes, you will.
And our stacks, by the way.
Yeah.
You might hear people scream.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts about today?
It's been a good day.
It's been a great day.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today for our very special live September Library Chat episode. It was very cool having a live audience this time instead of us around the table. Mm-hmm. So if you have missed any of our earlier episodes or are interested in the podcast we talked about, again, they're available on our library blog, and that's iowalibrary.blog. You can also find episodes from all the podcasts we talked about there as well. So thanks for listening, and we will chat with you next month.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.